Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Tip of the hat to you all, mate. How you doing? I'm sorry.
That's what you've been for the past month. I got it. Yeah, you've been on the top of the to London.
Exactly. I watched Adele on SNL the other night, and I always forgot how rich her accent is. I don't know. I think I might have failed at my copycat. Unfortunately, I couldn't be on my way over to you.
No, there are a few restrictions in the way. Yeah, you could always do Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins with a really genuine Cockney accent, of course.
That's true. So, all right. So, I hope you've been well. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear your voice again. Well, personally, I've been listening to you, but let's get right to it. It's not only that I couldn't get to the UK, but European lockdowns are picking up again.
Oh boy, yeah. There's a definitely here we go, because France and Germany have announced national lockdowns for the second time. So, like a lot of European countries, like a lot of countries around the world, they did the initial tough restrictions, then came out, eased things, travel began, shops were open, but everything is closing again. Well, almost everything. Schools, I believe, in both are staying open, but otherwise, in both France and Germany, they've got month-long measures where bars, restaurants, gyms, theatres and cinemas will close, travel bans, non-essential shops will close, hotels are shutting up to tourists in most places. In France, there's a stay-at-home order, which means that basically you're not allowed out except for 1 hour's exercise daily. This will resonate, I'm sure, a little bit. And it's all about the R rate, the infection rate, yes, which is just galloping in the continent of Europe. And as one, for instance, I mean, the UK, which has not yet done national lockdowns, but is only doing local restrictions, not even really local lockdowns, it is suggested now that around 100,000 people a day are now getting infected with COVID-19. 100,000 a day. Jesus. And the R rate is pushing that upwards such that the infection rate could double every 8-9 days. I mean, that's the kind of state of play we're at. It's really messing us up, frankly.
I can imagine. Really, really frightening. It's like we're back in March, and something we need to pay attention to as our listeners here in South Africa with our behavior. Okay, in just a few days, 5 days to be exact. Well, let's be honest, the U.S. election has been ongoing. Incredible turnout numbers that we've been seeing across there, but we are heading towards that all-important November 4th.
I wasn't aware that you could vote so early. I mean, I think most countries have postal voting, don't they? We certainly have postal voting. I think you have postal voting, don't you? But I wasn't aware that you could vote for the president in the run-up to it. And Donald Trump voted last week, and I think it was Joe Biden voted yesterday. Thinking, really? You're allowed to vote that far in advance? No wonder people question the results sometimes. In fact, I think in about three of the last five, they've questioned the result, and probably will on this one because of how close it might be. So interesting that Donald Trump was off to Arizona, which is seen as a battleground state, where the polls put Joe Biden ahead. And Joe Biden himself was in Georgia, where the polls have put Donald Trump ahead. But then Joe Biden spent most of the rest of the time in Delaware, which is close to his home patch and maybe a bit safe. But I don't know. You just wonder if when we get to next Tuesday and the vote and next Wednesday and the result, I wonder if that actually will be the end of it, or whether there'll be so much carping and deciphering and the accusations of rigging or interference. I wonder if we might be stuck with this election for some time.
We will. We most certainly will, Adam. He has been planting that seed for months, Donald Trump, that is, about mail-in voter fraud. And it's almost his like ace in the pocket in case something doesn't turn out as he'd like. We will have contestation, I believe. That's my prediction. But a clever friend of mine was telling me that there is a final date in December by which the decision must be made. So at the very least, we can't kick the can all the way down the road. Talk to me about the God of Chaos. Is this still a Trump story? Sorry.
Yes, name your God of Chaos. There were a few we might put in that bracket. The Egyptian God of Chaos, known as Apophis, is apparently heading our way in the shape of an asteroid. They've given this asteroid this rather awful name. God of Chaos is not great. It does not look like an evil serpent, this particular asteroid, but it is about 350 meters across, as is almost everything. I noticed they discovered coral reef yesterday that they put it about the size of the Empire State Building. Well, guess what? The asteroid is about the size of the Empire State Building. That's how we measure things. Small things get measured as it's the size of a fridge. Large things, Empire State Building, or if they're larger still, we say it's the size of Wales. Well, at least thankfully this asteroid isn't the size of Wales, although everyone then has to look up how large Wales is, I have to say. But previously, scientists said it would come close-ish, as in 20,000 miles away, in other words, closer than the moon, but we'd be okay. Now they're calculating that actually in the year 2068, it could possibly hit us. This is according to astronomers at the University of Hawaii, and they say if Apophis did hit us in the year 2068, we've got a bit of time to plan, then that would be the equivalent of 880 million tons of TNT exploding all at once. That is monster. So in other words, we've now got, Rafilwe, 48 years to dig a shelter or to get President Morgan Freeman to send Bruce Willis up with a drilling squad and do something
and blow it. Handle this once and for all. Oh, I love it. Morgan Freeman will be their savior. Exactly. I love it. Fun fact, Adam, my tattoo, one of the things is the Empire State Building. But in order to look nice next to Table Mountain, it is not to scale. So yes, indeed, even the mountain is the size of the Empire State Building. All righty, Adam, catch up with you tomorrow.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks a lot. Ciao. All right.